Excellencies, distinguished delegates, South Africa aligns itself with a statement delivered by Colombia on behalf of the G21. My delegation wishes to congratulate you, Ambassador Leonardo Bensini, permanent representative of Italy to the Conference on Disarmament, for assuming the role of the first president of the CD for 2025. Mr. President, South Africa notes that our collective peace and security is at a critical juncture, and that we are working in difficult geopolitical context, which is intensified by heightened tensions combined with major disagreements in the nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation area. The dismal reality is that these developments illustrate unambiguously the importance for progressing with urgency in our efforts in the CD. Accordingly, my delegation once again reiterates the importance of the Conference on Disarmament as a single multilateral negotiating body of the international community on disarmament and calls for the urgent resumption of its negotiating mandate. Mr. President, we note that the CD was able to establish 5 subsidiary bodies last year and that they are tasked with advancing the substantive work of the CD again in 2025. While noting the responsibility of the first president of the CD for the year is to negotiate a program of work with a negotiating mandate, South Africa considers the option of continuing the subsidiary bodies as agreed to in 2024 to advance the work of the CD. We express appreciation to the respective coordinators, namely Peru, Switzerland, Argentina, Egypt, and Bulgaria, for their efforts and trust that the respective subsidiary bodies will engage in robust interactive discussions that will contribute towards the commencement of substantive work and negotiations on priority disarmament issues that are long overdue. We believe that the commencement of such negotiations in the CD will restore confidence in the credibility and longevity of this single multilateral disarmament negotiating forum. Equally important, this will hopefully allow for the much needed progress in advancing our common goals on disarmament issues. Mr. President, we must take collective action to rid the world of nuclear weapons, which continue to pose an existential threat to humanity. We must also work together to achieve global peace and security. For us, the CD is the relevant platform to demonstrate that this is possible, despite serious geopolitical tensions. Furthermore, our work has global implications and is of direct interest to the international community as a whole. As a result, it is of paramount importance to ensure inclusive and a sense of ownership in the work of the CD through the participation of all interested UN members and observer states. Mr. President, the CD must be able to effectively respond to global security challenges, including new and emerging threats. It is time to end the long-standing stalemate and to resume substantive work. My delegation appeals to all delegations to show the necessary flexibility to achieve this goal during the 2025 CD session. In conclusion, my delegation wishes you well in the presidency of the conference and renews its commitment to contribute towards unlocking the full potential of this important body. I thank you.